time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God. We're in the book of John, John chapter 9. We're going to read from verse 35 through verse 41, finish the chapter. John chapter 9, verse 35 through 41. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word of God. Now, if you've had a moment to open your Bibles, we'll begin reading with John chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye see, we say, therefore, your sin remains. Let's go to the Word, to the Lord in prayer as we begin the study today. Father, I thank you that we can enjoy your precious Word. Help us to understand these verses of Scripture as this man has come to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior. It is so important that we understand that simple plan of salvation. Father, so many have missed it. So many have looked beyond and tried to figure it out for themselves. Please, Lord, let us look to your Word and to your truth and stay there. Help us, Lord, to walk the way you want us to walk. Father, as we fail you and as we so miserably miss you many times, please, Lord, forgive us of our sin that we may set on the path of righteousness and walk after you and walk with you. Father, we thank you for your Word, for your saving power, for your keeping power, that you keep us, Lord, and have held us into the day that we'll see you face to face. Thank you, Lord, for all your Word and your promises that are in your Word. Now guide and lead us, Lord, as we study this today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin at the 35th verse, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, let's begin there in just a few minutes of review to catch up from the last time we were together. We need to remember that this is a man that was blind, and the Lord Jesus has given him his sight. Remember that they had quite a battle with the Pharisees as they would continue to ask him, you know, how did this happen? And he would continue to say, He put clay upon my eyes, I washed, and I do see. And they would just continue to come back and ask again. Each time that he was giving his testimony, we find this blind man not saved, yet has been healed by the Lord Jesus. And as the steps come, we find that in verse 17 of chapter 9, that this blind man admits that he is a prophet. You see, as this man begins to see what the Lord Jesus has done for him, and as the steps of coming to the Lord Jesus, and I've shared with you my own testimony of how I continue to listen, to read the Word of God, and to read many verses of Scripture that drew me close to him. That's the reason when I sit down and visit with someone concerning their wedding, or someone concerning counseling, we spend time in the Word of God, not as a psychologist or psychiatrist, and you know, in that type of counseling. My counseling comes from the Word of God and from His wisdom and His strength. And we must always do that. We must go back to the authority, back to the power and the strength, and that is God's Word. God's Word led me to Jesus, and I am saved as His Word spoke me to Him. And that's exactly the way the Word takes care of it. Now, as we've been through this Word, this blind man has been given his sight. He can see now. He begins to give his testimony as each time he's asked. Then they do not believe him, so they go one step further, and they go to his parents, and they ask his parents a couple questions. Number one, is this your son? Number two, was he born blind? Their response was, yes, this is our son. Yes, he was born blind, and now he can see, but from there on we don't know. Now, the blind man, he was a little clear with his testimony, this man Jesus. He kept giving the praise unto the Lord Jesus. Even though he did not know him as his Savior, he did experience the healing power of his sight. And so he began to follow. And again, one of the steps that we noticed that he had changed, he had went from just saying, this is Jesus, to this is Jesus the prophet. And he just keeps coming closer. Well, that's where we find ourselves today, because as they as he gives his final testimony here, he begins to seem to get a little weary of their continual questions, because you see, they're asking the same questions and they're not listening. Have you ever known anybody like that? Comes to you with trouble, with heartache. They confess it, they talk to you about it, and you tell them what the Word of God would say to do, and then a month or 6 months or a year later, they've returned, they have the same problem, they have the same question, you give them the same answer, and you can do this all of their life if they choose to. Do they want to know the Lord Jesus? And do they want to realize that the answer to every problem they ever have is in the Word of God? But they must come to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him and walk after Him. We have, and I'll just read it very quickly here, and then we'll begin with verse 35 as we start up here about verse 25. And let's go to 24. And then again called they the blind, the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner, as speaking of the Lord Jesus. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they again unto him, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and ye do not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Oh, all of a sudden he was getting completely personal, because instead of him kind of being the one that was on trial, he turned it over to the Pharisees. And then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple. All of a sudden he has become a follower of Jesus by his statement. But we are Moses' disciples. You see, they have missed Jesus, and that's so sad. As you study the Word of God, you study the Old Testament, many people believe that the book of Hebrews in the New Testament is too difficult to understand, and you'll find it to be too difficult to understand if you have not studied the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. If you would study those books, you'll find the book of Hebrews to be very simple to understand, because you have the knowledge and the wisdom of God. You must first of all know Jesus as your Savior to do that. They here did not know. They could quote, yes, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the books of Moses, the first five books, and so they follow after him. They have supposedly following after the law and that word. If they would have listened carefully, they would have known that Jesus was coming. They would have recognized this man, Jesus, that he is God, that he is their Messiah. They would have recognized that. But they missed Genesis 3:15. They missed the beautiful message and picture that Abraham has given concerning Isaac. There were so many pictures through that Old Testament. Then we come to the tabernacle. We have the Lord Jesus speaking through at the burning bush. We have so many things coming that present Jesus to us. And yet they missed it all, and yet they still claim to be the disciples of Moses. And then they continue, we know that God spake unto Moses. For as this fella, we know not from whence he is. They would have known. Well, they just opened their eyes. You see, they think they can see. Their knowledge has made them to where they believe they can see, but actually they're blind. Verse 30, the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Remember, he moved to the place that he proclaimed Jesus to be the prophet, which he is. Now he comes that if he not be of God, he could not do this. And so this man is coming closer and closer to the Lord Jesus through this miracle that was performed. As they continue to come and badger him and question him, he is being drawn by this persecution closer to the Lord Jesus. And again, verse 34 now, "And they answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out." You see, he was getting too close to their hearts, wasn't he? He began to question them. People do that today. As you come before them and begin to question them about their salvation, their need to confess their sin, and you begin to talk about the Lord Jesus and what he's done to you and for you, then almost immediately they'll cast you out. They want you separated from them. And so we begin now with verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Now, so that's where we're at. This blind man had met with them repeatedly, even went to the parents, back to the blind man that had been healed, and now they have cast him out because he has started to turn to where they were pointing their finger at him. Now all of a sudden this man is pointing their finger, his finger back at them, and they didn't like that, and so they threw him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, you see, Jesus sought him out. He said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" You would think without any question, and many people miss this today, and you have a church you have a person that attends faithfully, and they have been baptized, and they come, and they have went through the instruction of the church. They've joined the church. They take the Lord's Supper. They don't miss a service. They're involved with the church board. All these things this man does. And so he has got to be a child of God. He's got to be saved. He's a good man. Now, this man here had recognized that Jesus had healed him. He had given acknowledgement and praise that this man had done that work. And he acknowledged that he was a prophet. He acknowledged that he had to be of God or it wouldn't have been performed. But we'll find in these verses here that this man still was not a child of God. He was not saved. And that's what I must have you see today. That because you've done all these things, until you come to the Lord Jesus by faith, confess your sin before him and come to him, you will be as these Pharisees. You could even be as this blind man that has been healed if he would have refused at this time. But the joy of it is he has been drawn closer and closer unto the Lord Jesus. He has his eyes, the light seems to become brighter to him. Each time he seems to be stepping one step closer to the Lord Jesus. Well, is there several steps to Jesus? No, there's just one. That one is to come by faith to him and be saved. So he isn't kind of saved. He's lost. If he would have died before he would have had the chance to have this conversation with Jesus, sad to say, with his sight, he'd went to hell. Because he didn't know Jesus. And we know that. Now, please don't miss this. Stop listening to man today and listen to God. Listen to his word. That's the only authority that we have, is the word of God, and not my interpretation of it, but God's word. And that's the reason we go verse by verse through this scripture, so that you can see that. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" You see, that man had come close enough that the question was asked. And he wants to know, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" This blind man had testified to the Lord Jesus, knew he existed, knew who he was. But you see, there's one more step. He said to him, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Who is who? Who is the Son of God? Yes, he had talked with Jesus. Yes, Jesus had healed him. You know, he had listened to the instructions of the Lord Jesus. So surely that's enough. Jesus himself ministered to him that it brought his sight back to him, or to him for the first time, because he was born blind. But you see, that's the problem. Today, people think when their lives seem to to change and they're involved in church, that's it. That's enough. And today it's becoming even that if you're a good person, then you must be a Christian. No. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. And so please that you look to this. And it begins as we again come down through here. And he said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" You see, he was one step short. Jesus said to him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Will you listen to that? Jesus said to him, if you'll seek out the Lord Jesus, he will find you. He's drawing you already as he drew this man to him, giving him his sight. This man still had to make a decision for Jesus, had to come to know him as his personal Savior. And you must do the same. Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and is he that talketh with thee. Look what the response was from the blind man that has been healed. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. I believe. Now that's, as we go back to Romans, and we need to take the full word of God, not just a piece of here and a piece of here. We need to take it all. Because we go back to Romans, and it tells us, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Well, this blind man had to be saved the same way. So you see, it wasn't that he just knew about Jesus, that he knew of him. He had to believe in his heart. Now, will you please look into your heart? And can you go to a time when you met Jesus as your Savior? This man, even though a few days had passed, he finally comes to know Jesus. Now, how many days in your life has passed? It's time for you to come to see and to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Please believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, that God is the Savior of your life. Please, will you confess your sin and believe in your heart and turn unto the Lord Jesus? I believed, and he worshiped him. He worshiped him. Many times today, people make a public confession. People say with their lips, and this is the reason that many people and churches do not believe in what they call eternal security or once saved, always saved. I definitely believe the Word of God teaches that. That once you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you are saved and you are saved eternally. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you. The reason that people have so much trouble believing that is because there are many false confessions. People come, people say the words, they stay in that liberal dead church, they don't get out, they don't move to the church that preaches the gospel and tells the truth, they seem to stay there. They many times even seem to stay in the cults that are around. And as they just seem to stay there, and yet they have made a confession to Jesus. Well, their heart didn't change. This man here immediately began to worship. And the only way you can worship is if you hear the word, and the word of truth is taught, and then you begin to come to him and come among other believers that teach the truth. Folks want to always unite. They want to get together. And if you want to get together, then that's fine. But only if we're of like spirit. If we look to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit has taught us the Word and we're in agreement. If we're not in agreement, then we have nothing in common. I believe that you have to confess your sin and come before the living God and trust in Him as your Savior. You have to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. And it's not just with your lips, it's with your heart. I can't see into the heart, so all the people that confess to be saved, many are not. Because they've said the words with their lips, but the heart was not a part of that decision. And we must come and confess our sin and come to Jesus Christ. Anyone that's truly saved is eternally saved. Those that have made the statement, said the words, their heart was not changed. They did not fall before Him and worship Him. They stayed in that liberal, stinking church and just stayed there. And people think that that they're all the same. You know, we're all going to the same place. No, we're not. Those liberal churches that stopped preaching the gospel many years ago are going to the lake of fire. That's their eternal home. Oh, they won't go as a whole church. No, there may be one or two in there that did come by faith to Jesus. Maybe they stayed there. But I'll tell you what, they're going to stand before a living God, and they're going to have to give a reason. They're going to have to explain why they stayed there. And I don't want to be standing near them when they did, when they have to do that. Worshipped. Jesus continues here and says, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said to them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth." That's kind of a strange explanation, isn't it? That's kind of a strange way to talk about it. That if you see, you're blind. If you're blind, you see. Okay, let's see if we can explain that, and let's see if we can help to understand this. To begin with, the blind heart, as we have made many examples, the blind eyes is an example of the blind heart. The heart that is totally blinded and separated from God, as a man that is born blind. In other words, if this man had not been born blind, it would not be near as good of example and something we can look at as this is, because we too are born in sin. And so we're born dead in our trespasses and sin. That's a strange comment too, isn't it? Born dead. Well, we are, because of our sin. This man was born blind. Now he can see because he has been healed by the Lord Jesus. He's been given his sight. Well, as you hear the Word of God, Jesus wants all of us to see. And so as we hear the Word of God, many are drawn closer by the Word of God. Their heart is beginning to be dealt with, their mind, as they begin to listen to the Word of God, and these words are repeated and turned to them over and over again. That's what happened to me. I heard the Word of God, and I was asked if I wanted to become a child of God. Well, sure I did. I thought I was. But I found out because of the Word of God. Okay, now I made the statement, I thought I was. You see, I could see. But in truth, I was blind. Because I did not have the knowledge. I did not understand that I was blind. I was so prideful, thinking that I was good enough to stand before a righteous God. That I was good enough that there wasn't anything that would separate me from my God. And that's what I was taught. That I was good enough. But my friend, I'm not. Until I met Jesus. And as I listened to the Word of God, my eyes begin to see the light. So you see, you've got to be blind and allow Jesus to open those eyes to the light of Him for you to be saved. But if you believe today that you can see and you can understand by your knowledge and wisdom, then, my friend, you are blind. You need to see, but you're blind. Jesus wants the blind to see. He wants all to see. But you have to want to. He wants all to be drawn to Him. He wants the poor to become rich in Him. All this He desires. I want to go back to Isaiah. Isaiah 61. We're going to read the first verse. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Oh, to listen to the Word of God. That's what He has sent us, sent out for us. And again, I'll read it again. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You need to understand that you're bound. You need to understand that you're captive. Do you know that you need liberty? Do you know that your heart is broken and it needs to be bound? Do you understand? Do you recognize the need that you have? Do you see that you're lost? Because that's what you have to see first. That's what the Word of God showed me, that I was lost. Do all want the truth, everlasting life? Are all hungry for the righteousness of God? Let's look at John. Remember what I just read in Isaiah. Let's go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verses 19 through 21. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, men love darkness rather than light. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light. God desires that all be saved, that all come. But not all will accept. Not all desire to come. Many believe that they are good enough already. They do not see their sinful condition. Again, and this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. I had to, you have to. Are you getting the truth today? Yes, you are. Will you listen to it today and trust in it to be the truth, the Word of God, and confess your sin and come unto Jesus? Or will you continue to work with your knowledge and what wisdom you have as a man and figure this thing out and decide that no, that's not necessary? Will you believe in the truth? Why do people teach false doctrine? It's because their heart is unwilling to follow God. They don't want the truth. You're in a liberal truth. You love it there. You don't want the truth. You do not desire salvation through the Lord Jesus in eternal life. I ask the question either. Do all want the truth and everlasting life? No, because the only way to get it is to follow God, to follow His Word, to listen and understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you. You must confess your sin and come unto Him. It's your choice. I had a choice. You have a choice. God desired all be saved, but He forces no one. He'll show you, and once you have that truth, then you have a decision to make. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?